alert, until he had to eat. Dressed in his antique cassock, sitting in his chair, contemplating the graveyard that spread just past the ragged yard behind his retirement house and up a low hill, his thoughts seemed to penetrate sheer air. The maze of tree branches waving above the stones, clouds, sky, even time itself. His thoughts came tense, quickly, one on the next, until he'd eaten his tiny meal of toast and coffee. Just after, Father Damien's brain relaxed. His habit was then to doze again, often straight into his afternoon nap. A period of waking confusion plagued him, usually before the supper hour, sometimes, and most embarrassingly, while he said late afternoon Saturday Mass. When lucid again, Father Damien repaired for the evening to his desk, a place from which he refused to be disturbed. There he wrote fierce political attacks, reproachful ecclesiastical letters, memoirs of reservation life for history journals, and poetry. He also composed lengthy documents which he called reports to send to the Pope. He had, in fact, addressed every pontiff since he had come to the reservation in 1912. During his writing, Father Damien drank a few drops of wine, and usually by the time he was ready for bed,